Well, have you ever been listening to music when a song comes on that you haven't heard in years and without thinking you can remember every word? Ashley Stevens from member station WFPL in Louisville looks at how much music our brains can actually hold.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday.
If I kept the music going, you could probably sing along to the next line.
There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin.
Before you know it, you'd be halfway through Billy Joel's Piano Man without even thinking about it. That's what happened to me a few weeks ago. I got in the car after searching for a lost set of keys for about 15 minutes, flipped on the radio, and this song came on.
I'm not really sure how it goes.
I then popped in a Ben Folds CD.
6 a.m., day after Christmas.
And I remembered song after song, which made me wonder, how many songs can our brains actually remember? And if I had a way to dump some of them, would I be able to remember things that are potentially more important, like where I left my keys? The short answer is no.
Your brain has almost an unlimited capacity for memory.
That's Dr. Emily Mason. She studies memory and cognition at the University of Louisville.
It actually can store about 2.5 petabytes of memory.
That's a lot. To put it in terms of digital memory, if your brain was a smartphone on which you downloaded TV shows,
your brain could record 300 years of continuous TV before starting to run out of space.
But your brain's short-term quick recall memory has more limitations.
You need more cues to remember things like that. And for something like your keys, where you might leave them in a different spot every day, that's sort of confusing to your brain.
And in contrast, there are a few reasons we remember music so well. Some of it has to do with how our brains are hardwired to latch on to repetition and rhythm, elements most songs have.
Actually, that's one of the reasons that a lot of times in elementary school, things that you're learning are put to song.
There's also a small element of muscle memory. It's sort of like if you play basketball, you get to the point where you don't have to coach yourself through each step of dribbling. After a while, you do it without thinking. When you sing along to a song enough times, muscle memory between your brain and mouth kind of kicks in. But according to Mason, there's something about music that hits us on an emotional level, and that especially aids in memory.
Your brain loves emotions, and so that really helps you remember things.
This could happen with songs that you associate with being happy or in love.
A song with a positive valence can also activate your reward cortex, and your brain evolved to sort of guide you towards rewards.
The same is true for songs that make you feel really sad.
It's knowing that this can't go on forever. Likely one of us will have to spend some days alone.
So our brain recognizes these very human emotions and helps us remember what prompted those. And our brains aren't just good at remembering and reciting lyrics. Thanks to these emotional bonds, often when we hear music, even music from years ago, it can take you back to a specific point in time. Mason says that's why current research into Alzheimer's and dementia is taking a closer look at how music can provide a gateway into old memories. And she says this is one way our brains help preserve the most essential parts of what make you, you.
Whereas your keys, I mean, who cares? There's not a lot of motion tied up in there.
For Here and Now, I'm Ashley Stevens in Louisville.
A memory. Let's make a memory.